Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
Last night, I was on my phone, scrolling through. Corey was asleep. Hazel was asleep. And I was like, you know what? I really need to pre-order Bon Voyage 4 because, you know me and Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
It's definitely some of my favorite BTS content. So when I went to go pre-order Bon Voyage, I'm like, what are the benefits to pre-ordering anyways? And I found out that if you pre-order, you have like a deducted price for their Bon Voyage luggage tags. And I'm like, I do not need luggage tags.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking also over Christmas, I'm going to be flying to Kansas City and I have really cute luggage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh man, yeah. And so I was just going to get their day. They have a day and night version of these luggage tags. So I was just going to get the day version, but then I looked at the night version. I'm like, oh, look at the like little campfire and the moon. I'm like, wow, I'm being so marketed to right
yes,
now.
And you
I hate it. And I think Big Hit knows how successful Bon Voyage is and how much we love Bon Voyage. And they're just going to profit the shit out of it. I don't blame them. So I'm like, okay, I might as well get it because I pre-ordered it. And I'm like, I might as well get the one that has, because the like midnight version or the night version of it, I don't think you can get unless you pre-order. So I'm like, well, obviously I have to get the packaged one, which is
sure.
More.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you need them both, obviously.
Yeah. 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 So I made an Instagram post, like, I hate that Big Hit knows, and I'm so being marketed to.
God.
And, of course, the shipping was even more than the actual product itself. Like, oh, you know what? Screw it. I rarely ever buy BTS merch, and I thought, you know what? It's a Christmas present to myself, and I love Bon Voyage.
Yeah, it's something you really love.
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting. Yeah.
There goes my money.
Yeah, right.
But I support BTS, so.
Yeah, it's worth it.
They deserve it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, BTS was spotted at the airport, all covering their hair and wearing face masks, and like, you know what that means.
Come back.
Come back.
That's what that means, yeah. Oh, I wonder where they're off to.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Or people's choice, my ass.
So like, really, you're going to have to explain this to me because I have seen talk about people's choice and disdain for it, but like I have not mm-hmm. looked into it at all.
Yeah, so it's voting season. So everyone's voting for all these award shows. Mama's coming up. Grammys are coming up. Like there's a bunch of stuff going on. So People's Choice is one of them. And BTS was, I believe, in like three or four categories, at least three. And man, this is when I was late night scrolling through Twitter and was like, I should pre-order Bon Voyage. So I came across this and they released the winners of these categories for People's Choice Awards, yeah. Which with People's Choice, it's quote, People's Choice. And I saw people like taking screenshots of the numbers and the large gaps and how BTS was winning practically all the categories that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
But all the categories that they were in, most of them, Blackpink was in as well. Blackpink, okay. The girl group.
Right.
Which, no fan wars, nothing. Like, it's Blackpink. They're good. They, you know, they're talented.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what the categories were. So BTS was in top group and Blackpink won top group.
Okay.
Over BTS. Another category was best music video and with like BTS's Boy With Love,
mm-hmm.
but Blackpink's Kill This Love won that.
Okay.
This last one is the one that particularly stings. It hurts. I'm bitter. The concert tour of 2019.
No.
Blackpink won that over BTS.
No.
You're going to tell me that they sold out two world tours. They sold out a stadium tour around the world.
No fucking way.
They sold out Wembley twice.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So people are bitter and like people posted screenshots of like the massive gap and they're just like, what the fuck? Like people are really mad about it. So I ended up tweeting from our account like, okay, anyways. And then I linked the American Music Awards are coming up. You guys should definitely vote for Mama. If you just do, I think, hashtag Mama vote, hashtag the artist that you want. So hashtag BTS, mm-hmm. obviously you all listening to this podcast, but yeah, I don't really get into voting, but I was of course hurt by that, especially the tour one. That one was like, really?
Yeah, that's just so sketchy that
concert
there was
tour, like the concert tour of 2019.
Yeah.
Blackpink.
Yeah, it's so sketchy that there was like a huge gap, like a huge lead on BTS's mm-hmm. part, and then somehow they didn't even win any of those.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, mini rant,
yeah.
But
mini rant.
Love. But if you're down for all of that, then you're in the right place. So this past week, I saw a commercial clip on Twitter of BTS, and mm-hmm. I also saw a video of them being advertised at like a train station. And it just got me thinking about like all of the different brand deals that they've been a part of. So mm-hmm. this week we're going to talk about BTS as brand ambassadors.
Yeah. I love that you came up with this topic. We even tweeted out about it to you guys. Like we are really at a, I don't know, podcast block. We didn't know what to do for this week. But we did write down all of your ideas, but literally seconds after you tweeted that tweet, you were like, hey, what if we do something about all the commercials and advertisements they've been in? I'm like, yes, I need an excuse to talk about these VT Cosmetic ads.
Literally, like, I tweeted, like, hey, guys, do you have any episode ideas? Close the Twitter app. Thought of this, like, it was so, it was like, but
when you sent it to me, I'm like, yes, please, let's do that. Yeah, let's figure out how to do that.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing today. We are super excited to talk about it, and we have some amazing ads that we just love. But before we get into it, we want to thank you wonderful armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this podcast and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us on social media and then by writing a review wherever you listen. If you want to go above and beyond and show us extra support, then you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated. Yes. Just an email or a review on Apple Podcasts is like enough. You know, you guys are just so great. Thank you for all of your support. Do remember, though, that our show notes are being posted on Patreon for patrons giving $1 a month or more. And of course, $5, $10, and $15 a month have access to behind-the-scenes footage of our research, reaction videos, and personalized messages. I actually just recorded myself reacting to Taeyong's VCR because we talked about it so much last week that I'm like, okay, I need to react to this. And so that'll be up on our Patreon.
Yes. I think that, like, this episode's show notes is worth just the $1 a month.
Oh yeah.
Because there are pictures. There are so many pictures in this episode. Yeah. And wow, it's worth $1 just to see these ones. Mm-hmm. So speaking of pictures, let's get into the first content picture that I have put in here. Yeah, with content of the week. So my content of the week, and truly, I apologize. I don't even know what it's from. Okay. I saw this picture.
I don't either. I asked you that. And
I don't know. No clue. But I didn't even really try that hard to find it, but I just saw this picture out in Twitter, and it's a picture of Jimin. And I want to say maybe it's like a run episode or like sometime during like a trip, but he has black hair and like he's outside at like a lake and he's wearing this black t-shirt and it is wet and like clinging to his torso. And he has like very well-defined abs and like it is super sexy.
The t-shirt is clinging to his skin because it's so wet. Yeah. And he like has his hips slightly forward and his shoulders are back. And so his six pack there is just out there, just solid.
Yeah. He just looks so thick. Like his neck looks like, I don't know why, like just, he just looks big and...
He does big. Yeah, he does look big. Yeah.
Anyways.
And he's got black hair. He's got an earring and he looks really great. Super when hot. You sent it to me, I fangirled.
Yeah.
I was
like,
man, Kayla. My content of the week was kind of my walk-in. I'm really excited for Bon Voyage 4, guys. I know it's not even out there yet, but it's still my content of the week. I'm very excited for, I think... sometime end of November or early December, somewhere around there. I think it's end of November. They're going to start the actual Bon Voyage 4 episodes. They'll release them once a week. And I think it's on a Tuesday that they release them. Can't wait. I'm very excited. Just the trailers alone have been super fun. I love seeing them on vacation. Truly, I love Run BTS, but Bon Voyage, from the beginning, they've had me at Bon... I fell in love with BTS right when Bon Voyage 2 was at its peak, and I bought it, and I remember just watching it all summer long and loved it so much. And ever since, I'm just
hooked.
Totally whipped.
Yeah.
I'm whipped by Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
I'll do anything. I will give my money.
Even get on Weavers.
Bitch, I had to get on Weavers and this like Weeply. It's W-E-P-L-Y. Uh-huh. I was like, man, I have to get on Weavers, and I didn't really want to, but I have the app. I'm like, all right, I'll get on Weavers. And then Weavers directed me to this Weeply, whatever. I'm like, really? I got to download another app to buy Bon Voyage for. That's how whipped. I got two apps and I just dropped a bunch of money.
Oh God. That's just so much. Yeah.
And I wanted to use my credit card, and they were like, in order to pay in a credit card, you had to like, it couldn't be in U.S. currency, so I had to switch it over to like won, and then I had to like do the whole freaking currency exchange conversion. I'm like, damn.
You are
really
fucking
really went out
whipped.
Of my way for it.
Yeah.
I know. I love it.
when Corey edits his episode, he's going to be like, wow.
Oh, no. He was half asleep when I was buying it. I was like guiltily like, I shouldn't buy this. I shouldn't buy this.
I'll just put this on the credit card.
But I just did it anyways. All right.
Okay.
Let's get into this episode. Yes. So just an overview of what we're going to be talking about. We need to preface that there is no way that we are going to have the time to talk about all of their commercials and advertisements. We nope. are going to try to mention as many as we can within this time frame, but a lot of them are going to be pretty brief. The ones that we're going to get more in depth on are the VT Cosmetics and the Hyundai Palisade mm-hmm. commercials and advertisements, because they're more recent, there's more substance, you know. But we are going to hit on some of their older stuff. So we're going to go in chronological order as best that we know from their earliest advertisements, commercials, brands that they've kind of been ambassadors for mm-hmm. And then into like the more recent and even future brands that they're going to be a part of.
Yeah. Just to kind of like see the growth.
Yeah. See the growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one that we're going to talk about is BBQ. This is, a lot of them were video commercials that they did. Mm-hmm. So this was for various types of fried chicken. And you guys probably have seen a lot of these because they're really cute and kind of funny. All of these commercials that they did, they sold primarily like coconut chicken and spicy chicken. Mm-hmm. So for the coconut chicken, all of the members have their individual ASMR solo commercials of them eating coconut chicken. We're not going to talk about all of them, but we do have like all these videos linked in our Google Doc. But it's just really great to watch because it's just an ASMR basically of all of them like practically slow motion eating coconut chicken and just enjoying it.
Yeah, which is like, for some reason we all just love watching BTS eat, and like mm-hmm. it's they're wonderful commercials. They're amazing.
Yeah. And they say cute little things mm-hmm. while they're eating it, and yeah, it's just definitely go and watch them. They have a group one where they're all together and they're poolside, and so they're just like hanging out by the pool. But they're all holding like coconuts. Well, not all of them, but like some of them are holding coconuts and they're singing together. Like, it's just very tropical feels. It's again an advertisement for their coconut chicken. Mm-hmm. I believe this was the video that you saw, Kayla, right? That inspired you for this episode.
Yeah, this, I just like saw a random clip of this like a couple days ago on Twitter, and I just thought it was mm-hmm. so cute. And then we came mm-hmm. across it when we were doing research, and I was like, oh my God, that's the video.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's other ones for the spicy chicken. The one that really comes to mind is the Maknae line. We're all eating spicy chicken together. Just cute.
Yeah.
Just real cute. But this is one of their older commercials. I don't think it's, or their earlier brands that they represented, but I don't know if this is like the first that they were a part of, but it was definitely towards the beginning of BTS.
Yeah. Early on in like mm-hmm. their advertisement capabilities, I think. Mm-hmm. So next we're going to talk about Puma. Mm-hmm. They were huge brand ambassadors for Puma between 2015 and 2018. There are so many different photo shoots over the years. Like, I feel like they had at least two a year for Puma, and they also had video commercials. I actually found a video of like a compilation of all of their commercials from 2015 to 2018, including like collection teasers, and it's like 30 minutes worth of content.
When you put that in the Google Doc, that there was 30 minutes worth of content of just their Puma commercials, I was like, damn, I'm not surprised. But wow, we really cannot go in depth on this.
No.
That's so much. But you guys all know, like, they have been brand ambassadors for Puma for so long, especially early days. You watch them in their dance practice videos, and they have Puma on display. They're all, yeah, like, wearing Puma sneakers, Puma, you know, like, soccer pants, and all sorts of athletic wear with just Puma on it.
Yeah. Mm. So this was, like, such a huge, huge brand deal for them.
Yes, definitely. Another brand that they worked with was MediHeal. So MediHeal, they're kind of like cosmetics, but they're mostly face masks. And so for this one, each member has had an individual commercial talking about their like preference of face mask, or just like the benefits of face masks and et cetera. So I actually have some of these face masks from MediHeal, and it was totally worth it. I think I got it gifted to me, but there was way more than I expected that came with it. Cause I was just expecting the face mask, but like inside there was a whole photo shoot of all of them. And so it was kind of just like this like little photo album that I had of this photo shoot specifically for MediHeal. And then in addition to it, there were a handful of face masks, and like at least two members or maybe one member preferred that face mask for whatever reason. So of course it was totally catered to, you know, Army.
Yeah, but that's like, so cool.
I want to try this mask or that mask. Yeah, it was, I still have a couple of the products because I just don't want to use all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was another brand that they were affiliated with. Or still are, I don't know.
Yeah. So I want to talk about their Funko Pop release. In April of 2019, Funko Pop released a doll for each BTS member. They also came out with like a Funko Pop BT21 line, but I think that's kind of separate. Their outfits for the Funko Pop dolls are based off of the Love Yourself Answer F version photo shoot. And so
interesting that they chose that one.
I know.
I felt like they could have done something more with it, but I'm not complaining. Like, they were cute outfits.
Yeah, they're cute outfits, and they're like really colorful, which I feel like kind of goes along with the Funko Pop vibe. But I just thought that it's cool because some people really like collect these items. Like, this is a huge collectible item. So I just think that it's cool that BTS can kind of be part of that as well. I was seeing online that you could buy the set for anywhere from like $60 to $80, depending on where you buy it from. So not too bad.
Not too bad. Affordable. Yeah. Which is what makes it even more tempting, because I have almost wanted to buy the Funko Pops, and I don't collect them at all.
I don't either.
Corey's friends collect them, or at least some of them do. And they have so many, like so many. And, you know, it's like their thing.
Yeah.
But I told Corey, I'm like, yeah, I kind of really want to buy them. But then there's like the back of my mind, like, but that's how you get sucked in. You know, like I can't just buy Taeyong. Like I have to buy all seven of them, right, obviously. But then, you know, there's also Disney ones. And so like I would potentially be tempted to buy some Disney characters or whatever. So I'm like, no, I can't.
And you know, like, we're not talking about the Mattel, like, BTS Barbie release in this, really. But, like, those are, like, $20 each. And so if you wanted to buy all seven of them, that is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Man, I totally forgot about those Mattel dolls that are out.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about those.
But like, if you're wanting to get some sort of BTS doll, like, that's why I like the Funko Pop, because they're just like a little bit more affordable to get all of them. Mm-hmm. And they look really cute. And some of the Mattel Barbie dolls are a little suspect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But those Funko Pops, I just want to say, Corey's friends don't really listen to BTS, mm-hmm. but they bought them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See? Like, just collectibles.
Because it's like a hobby for them. Yeah. It's like a collecting hobby, you know, going and searching, seeking for certain characters or mm-hmm. whatever. But when BTS came out, like, all of them messaged me, like, have you seen that BTS has? Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And so I would say at least one of his friends has them. So
that's so cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So another brand that was pretty brief and short that they kind of sponsored or that they were ambassadors for was Nugu, which I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but I don't know any other way to pronounce it. Nugu, N-U-G-U. And it's a voice recognition AI speaker. Mm-hmm. And I feel like these videos, I have seen a fair amount, these commercials. So certain members were grouped together and all of them kind of asked the speaker to either do various things for them or ask for answers to some of their questions. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that immediately comes to mind that might trigger you guys, that way you can like recall what this is from, there is one of the commercials, Jungkook kind of leans in to this speaker and he says, Rebecca. It's so cute. Like so how cute. He says Rebecca.
Yeah.
And he asks Rebecca to turn on some ambient music. There's also another advertisement with V-Men in it. And they're sitting next to each other eating a bowl of like spicy noodles. And they're both wearing glasses. Mm-hmm. And since they're so into eating, the steam from the noodles fogs up their glasses. And so they ask their speaker to turn on the dehumidifier.
Which is just so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love these commercials. I think they're so fun and like, you know, mm-hmm. just adorable.
Yeah, they're really cute. Yeah. They're really, really cute.
So they're also brand ambassadors for LG. And you guys might remember this because they came out with a commercial for the LG ThinQ. And they came out with like a weird English dubbed version. And
so weird.
It's so bizarre. It is like,
it's really, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's like Twilight Zone-y weird. Like you're like, where yes. am I? It's just like, when I remember when this came out, it was just like, for what reason? Like we can read mm-hmm. subtitles. You can put nice like subtitles in here and mm-hmm. like we don't need a dubbed one. But they also released a normal one with BTS just speaking Korean and they didn't dub it weirdly. And I just have to say that they look incredible in these commercials. Like it makes me want to go buy this phone. Like I'm like, well, I guess I
want to buy, you know, it really did the job of being an advertisement because not only is BTS in it, but the camera seems to be so incredible. Maybe because there's like a part where Taeyong is like in a dark setting and they're trying to show that this camera can take really good pictures even in the dark. And it's just these beautiful shots of Taeyong. And I'm like, wow, that camera is great.
It made me realize like they had really good night mode and really good wide angle lens, like in selfie mode, mm-hmm. like before like the Apple iPhone did. Like the iPhone has that now, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like I should have looked at the ThinQ. Like it really made me want to get this phone. Like it, yes, of course, like BTS amazing in it, but like the phone was displayed so great also.
Yeah.
I feel like you can also see these LG phones in various BTS video content. Like, I feel like sometimes they might have like kind of popped up in the background somewhere. But for we know for sure that in Fake Love, Taeyang is like using an LG ThinQ, and like that's the phone that kind of disintegrates in his hand.
Yeah, I wonder how much LG paid for their phone to be in one of their official music videos.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's so much exposure.
That's so much exposure. Yeah. That's something that we kind of wanted to get into, but we didn't because it's kind of hard to find statistics. But statistics of like how much more profit these companies have made since having BTS be sponsors.
Mm-hmm. And it's might interesting to think about. I don't even know if that would be public information somewhere. If like profit off of, you know, a deal, I don't think that that would be public unless they made it public.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would just be really hard to find or impossible to find, but it would be really interesting to know like how much these brands are profiting from partnering with BTS and vice versa, you know, because we really kind of feel like as we talked about and we looked at the different brands that they've been ambassadors for, like it's really grown. Like every next brand deal is bigger and, you know, like more exciting than the previous one.
Yeah. And just as we're talking about it, I'm thinking about the bigger brands that they start to partner with. Mm-hmm. And one of them that we had in here that I'm just now noticing got deleted somehow was Lotte Duty.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so sorry, guys. There's so many brands that they have partnered with, Lotte Duty being one of the larger ones. But that one, I think about, I had mentioned to some of my friends how that they were like brand ambassadors for Lotte Duty. And they told me, Lotte Duty, oh my gosh, every time I go to the airport, their products are so expensive. And it's like the really like elite people who buy from Lotte Duty, et cetera. And I thought, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that because I didn't really know Lotte Duty at all, except for the fact that BTS has been brand ambassadors for them. And so, yeah, it's neat to see the progression from, I mean, BBQ to like Funko Pop, which is like such a huge
leap.
Millennial thing right now, up until like LG, and then keep going along. Like, we'll keep going with some more of these brands, but
man, yeah.
These large companies.
Yeah. Lotte Duty is like, I can't believe, I don't know how that got deleted, but like.
I don't either. I just now noticed it. I'm like, shit.
Oh yeah, where is it? No, but like they even this like past season and run like filmed, you know, two entire run episodes at a Lotte Duty mall.
Oh, was it a mall?
There was a mall that was like where they were like hunting for like cards and like.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
And they had
an amusement park too, though, right? That's where they're where they were on that like ship ride where it like sways back and forth and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
yeah, we're mentioning it now, but we totally messed that one up. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Well, it's in there, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on from LG, in 2018, they were brand ambassadors for the FIFA World Cup in Russia, and they paired up with Coca-Cola,
yeah,
which is, I mean, a massive brand. So there were actually two videos that they put out, two video commercials that they put out. So there's the Coca-Cola Korea 15-second version. And so in this one, it's only 15 seconds long. It's too short. But they're watching soccer on TV, and they're all the members are sitting on this couch, and they're cheering and hollering at the TV. They're all making these really cute, fun faces, clearly having such a fun, great time, while, of course, drinking Coca-Cola. There is a second advertisement, and this is a 30-second commercial. And this one actually features Park Bogum in it, which I thought, wow, was BTS not enough? I don't know why. I didn't really research why Park Bo-gum is also in it. I know that Park Bo-gum is good friends with Taeyang, but I can't imagine that's the reason they chose to have him in it.
Yeah, and nothing against Park Bo-gum, but it was just like, it's a lot in one video to just, or in one like 30-second advertisement to just have BTS. And it was just kind of like, it was a kind of like an odd choice to us to like just have like Park Bo-gum show up.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Park Bo-gum is like an actor and he's friends with Taeyang. Mm-hmm. But in this video, they are all frolicking poolside, jumping into the pool, refreshing themselves with the classic glass bottles of Coca-Cola, having just a grand old time with this like very chilled Coca-Cola in the sun by the pool. Mm-hmm. Very aesthetic.
Yeah.
Very makes me want to drink a glass of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And like,
and I don't drink Coca-Cola.
Me either. I'm like, I need to go get glass bottles of Coca-Cola right now and chill them in a cooler and then pop it open. Like, super aesthetic. The filter that they have over both of these videos is just very like summery and light and fun and like kind of bright, but a little bit pastel-y colors. It's just really aesthetic. Looks like they're having a great time.
Fun.
Yeah. So now we're going to get into, Bethany is rubbing her hands together, like diabolically.
I've been dying to talk about this for so long, but never had a good reason to put it into an episode.
So we're going to talk about VT Cosmetics and BTS's commercials with VT Cosmetics, as well as what they were selling. So this is called the Spotlight Yourself L'Atelier, and BTS is like selling perfumes. Each one of them has kind of like their own scent within this Spotlight Yourself brand thing.
This brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we went to go and watch all of these, which there's two videos, one is in black and white and one is in all color. I tend to prefer the color one because it's just so vibrant, but also you get other shots and angles of them, but both are really fantastic. Mm-hmm. But when we were watching these, we didn't know that each of them had their own quote on scent that they were supposed to be representing. But as we're watching them, we're like, wow, they're all in their own element. They're in their optimal aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Like, they just are really enhancing the product with these settings that they were put in. And then we come to find out that they paired these seven different scents with each member, for each member to represent these scents. We really did not find that out until literally an hour ago before we were going in to research this. And it just made it so much more better.
Yeah. I mean, like, we were literally just like watching it and being like, wow, they're so different. Wow. Do they have different scents? Like, or, you know, and it just like, not only do the aesthetics of this video like really suit them, but we feel like the scents that they have like suit them too. So it's just everything working together in this video.
The whole fucking thing.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to go in order. We are going to talk about each member individually for these VT Cosmetics because it's just so good.
It's crucial.
Yeah. So we're going to go in the order in which they are presented in the video or in this advertisement. So Taeyang is the first one to show up, and his scent that he is representing or marketing for is musk, which I told Kayla, wow, of course, when I go looking for a perfume, and the only perfume that I've ever fallen in love with had a musk scent to it, a musk undertone. So it just was like, perfect. So we've got in our Google Doc just these beautiful pictures of all of them, just like screenshots of the video. But Taeyang is in this like very vibrant red room with this beautiful mood lighting that's like dim but like lit by lamp fixtures off to the side. There's this couch that he's like lying against that has this throw that is leopard print. He's on this rug that is just this velvet red. And there's these candles that are lit around him, like those tall wax candles.
Yeah.
The thin ones, yeah. Oh,
God. It's just so glowy and like, I mean, it's seductive, like up against that leopard print throw. And like, I mean, like his whole collarbone is just out in the first shot. It's
fully exposed.
Yeah.
Fully exposed. Mm-hmm. And we said that when he went in for this advertisement, they maybe scripted him like, okay, you got to be a little seductive, a little sexy, but whoa. I think Taeyang took it to the max. Another level.
Yeah, because every second, like I was so wrecked at every turn in this video that we saw Taeyang, because every glance he does, every like movement he makes is like a look of seduction. Like that is the goal. And it is so difficult to not just be completely and utterly wrecked.
I was shocked when we were watching it because you were like, Taeyang, holy crap. Yeah. Like you were just being wrecked by Taeyang.
I still am. I cannot stare at these pictures too long. Like this second picture where he's like kind of lounging off to the side and his leg is up and oh God, I cannot deal.
Bulges out.
Yeah. Yep. Oh man, I feel like I need to stretch or something, you know, like, okay.
Release it.
Yeah.
Heart pounding. Right. Stress is building.
Yeah. So Jin, he's in like a very pristine white room, and it's not like bare, like there is a couch and a coffee table and curtains and a vase with flowers and pillows and whatever, table decorations, but everything is perfectly white. And there's
white and clean.
And clean. And there's these big windows with like a bunch of natural light coming through. And the scent that he's kind of representing, his scent is cotton. And so I feel like the room and the space, it really conveys that like fresh cotton smell.
Clean. Fresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Jin, what I had to say about Jin is that this aesthetic reminds me a lot of just like his role in the whole Webtoon. BTS world.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So it's like, I feel like, did they plan to bring that into it too? But he is absolutely stunning. He himself looks very fresh and very clean. His skin is glowing. He's barefoot, which I can't help but to notice. Like he's lounging on the couch with his hands behind his head. He's lounging, but his feet are like perfectly on display, like his bare feet, which, you know, normally maybe I wouldn't notice it. Yes, I would. But he's in like all white with this like all white background. So like his foot really stands out.
Yeah.
His bare feet. Yeah, he looks great.
He looks stunning in this lighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the next member to come up in the advertisement is Yoongi. And he is the cologne or the perfume that he is marketing is Vert, which is like a green citrus, again, very like fresh, outdoorsy kind of smell. The setting for him, I love this setting because there's a piano in there, which maybe they were referring to those like Webtoon.
Oh my God. Things, like, you know? I don't know
if VT Cosmetics and members of Big Hit staff just sat down and were like, okay, we love your concept. Let's bring it into our advertisement a little bit, or vice versa.
I cannot connect these theories to these advertisements. I can't do it. I won't do it.
I won't say that the theories are brought in, but I would say the concepts or ideas have been brought in to an extent.
I would say that like members' aesthetics are kind of brought in, but maybe concept or ideas, if you're thinking about like Jin and Yoongi congruently together, just because Yoongi has that piano, but that's really the only thing.
It's well done.
That's very well done.
It's very well done. So Yoongi is at a piano and you can see him writing, like he's like writing music, or he's lounging against like the piano stool, kind of thinking off in the distance. But in this room, there's all this greenery around him, these vines that are coming down the walls, coming through the ceilings. His hair is just like just a little kind of frizzy and curly, and he's looking out. He looks just stunning. Mm-hmm. And it really suits him. I love that they gave him this like green vert.
I know. I perfume. I feel like mm-hmm. these like overgrown vines like climbing all around the room and growing next to the piano. Like mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just feel like they really suit him, and
they do.
I yeah. love him in this setting.
Mm-hmm. Very aesthetic.
Super aesthetic. So Jimin, I have to say just up front, I love him in this aesthetic also. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This aesthetic, I think, fits Serendipity.
Yes. And also I was thinking kind of like Spring Day vibes a little bit, just with like there's like some pastel-y colors, but definitely Serendipity with like that lighter lighting. And then, you know, he's holding like a yellow notebook, and then he has that mm-hmm. like he has a shirt that has white but it has like blue faded on it, so I don't know, that's kind mm-hmm. of Serendipity vibes. Maybe I'm on board with this like concept connection.
I don't think it means anything. No. I don't think it means anything, but I do feel that the advertisers and like the marketing team sat down and they were like, we love this whole concept you have going with Big Hit and what you're doing with BTS. Can we incorporate it a little bit into our advertisements for our products?
Mm-hmm. So Jimin has like this like light lilac colored hair, which is just amazing. And he's mm-hmm, lounging soft. On this massive pink like poof beanbag, like one of those mm-hmm. big 6 foot long ones, mm-hmm. just kind of like laying out, afternoon light streaming through the window also, and
you just want to cuddle up next to him.
Yes, that's all I want to do. And he just looks
it looks
so
very comfy,
cozy and comfy, and he's just so stunning. Mm-hmm. The scent that he's conveying is powder. So when I think powder, I think like face powder or like cosmetic powder.
I think of rose, like blush rose. Mm. That's what I think of.
Maybe.
That rose scent. Nice. Yeah. Rose scent is very much what I think of.
I love rose scented things.
Mm-hmm. Powder room scent.
Oh yeah.
I bought a rose powder scent candle from Bath and Body Works, and I of course put it in my bathroom, like powder room.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fresh, again, clean, but that flowery floral scent.
Wow, I have totally a very, suits him.
I have an inkling to what this powder perfume probably smells like.
Yeah,
yeah, he's gorgeous. So Hoseok is the next one who shows up in this advertisement, and I love his like aesthetic and setting that he's in. He's in this, it reminds me of a trailer or like an RV home.
Oh, definitely like an RV.
Yeah, that's totally what it is. There's like a little bit, like a little oven there. There's a jukebox inside, which is so cool. But it's you know, very narrow. And just the necessities of a home, but in a very small, confined space. And he's got the lights are out, but he has party lights up or Christmas lights hanging. And they're just strung very uncarefully, not in a very particular, organized manner. They're sort of hanging. It's party-ish, mm-hmm. party-like. There's like a booth that he's standing in front of just inside the kitchen. There's a light that's like lighting up his face. But this lighting, this aesthetic very much suits J-Hope. And the outfit that he's wearing is, wow, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at these pictures.
Yeah, I mean, same.
He's so, yeah, like, it fits him so well. The outfit that he's wearing, he's got this jacket that is just mismatched patterns.
Yeah.
This like leopard print along with like a palm tree in red, and his shirt has a sunflower on it, and he's in ripped jeans, and he is like owning this. He looks in his element. There's no other way to put it. He's got like kind of reddish, dark reddish hair, which Hossok with red hair.
Yeah.
We all know. But his scent that he is representing is citrus, which to me doesn't fit the aesthetic of this very much. But citrus, that fresh, bright scent,
bright.
Fits Hossok very well.
I feel like citrus is kind of a light scent too. And so like mm-hmm. bright and light. And, you know, this is a different maybe interpretation of what bright and light could be. But there's a lot of different, there's like red lights and blue lights and kind of like purpley lights along with like the strung up Christmas lights.
It looks like he's having a fucking party by himself.
Yeah.
It looks rad.
Yeah. These might be like my favorite pictures from the video just because, it's so different. It's so different than all of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Namjoon was next in the commercial, and I realized that this is the source of a lot of Namjoon stan's like phone backgrounds. Because it's him at a desk and in kind of like a, I don't know, it looks like a professor's office if it were really big and a little dusty. And,
or a CEO's office.
Or a CEO. Yeah. I love the CEO vibes. But he's mm-hmm. kind of like leaning on the front of a desk. He's in a suit. He has like that amazing gray hair that's just kind of like pushed backwards. And he's arms crossed, you know, pensive. Then there's another shot of him kind of like leaning back and with his arms behind his head, like into the couch, and his
elbows
eyes are closed,
spread out.
Elbows out, eyes closed. And he has like this smile on his face, and it's amazing.
He looks rich. He looks clean. He looks powerful. That shot of him, like, just so blissfully lounging back into his couch with his hands holding his head, eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. And his scent is wood, which is, like, mm-hmm. perfect for him because he loves like going out into nature and like being in the forest. And so I think that this is definitely something that is like so, so similar to like his interests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's even wood in the video, like in the setting, mm-hmm. in this office, there's a lot of wood that is on display.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. It's very impactful. It's very sexy. He looks loaded and knowledgeable and wise. So Jungkook is next. Jungkook, in his setting, it's very different, I feel like, from the others. But he's in this very empty room, completely empty room. But the floor of the room is filled with maybe 3-4 inches of water. Or what looks like water.
I wouldn't even say that much. I would say like maybe 2 inches of water.
Maybe 2 inches, yeah. Yeah, 2 to 3 inches, yeah. But he's also barefoot and he has this stool. There's nothing else around. But it's very blue. Like the room is lit blue. And you can almost see like the reflection of the water on the walls. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. So aesthetic. But he's in these really tight white pants. And when he's sitting on this stool, he's like dipping his toes
into the water. Yeah.
And oh man, all I can see is his thighs pressing against the stool. His thighs and these white tight pants.
Yeah.
His bare feet. I don't know what it is about bare feet. I don't even have like a feet, like foot fetish thing, but like they just look stunning. Like the way he's dipping his toes into the water. But in this all white outfit, he's got this dark navy, more than brighter than navy blue jacket on. And he, in part of the ad, he like tilts his neck back. It's very seductive the way he does it because it's like exposing.
While keeping eye contact with like the camera.
While keeping eye contact. Yeah. And his beautiful pink lips are staring at us while he spritzes himself with this cologne. And the perfumer cologne. Yes, the jawline. The scent that he is marketing for is the ocean scent.
Which is, I mean, it definitely fits the aesthetic of the shoot with like the water and the reflection and the blue tones. Yeah. He just looks super, super handsome and appealing. And yeah, wow, them thighs. Yeah. Like, it's so much.
We went so in depth on these VT Cosmetics, but I have been dying to talk about them.
Yeah. Okay, so next we're going to talk about Hyundai, because this was such a huge deal for BTS, and they were advertising for the Hyundai Palisade, and I mean, after like that car sold out, like pre-orders, it sold out all the cars like on the lots. And I just remember this being such a huge deal for armies to say, like, look, like there are adult armies who can afford like what, a $45,000 or however much money that car was. Like we are, like, it's not just really young people, it's like people of all ages. And I thought that was just like a big deal about this this coordination, I guess. But they released like a lot of amazing videos, amazing commercials for like to promote the Hyundai Palisade. So first we're going to talk about one that was, Namjoon, Jimin, and Jin. And in this video, they like went camping and they're trying to fold up their teeny tiny tent, but they kind of struggle with it for a second, and then they're just like, well, we can't. So they open up the Palisade, and they had put the back row of seats down, and they just threw the tent in the back end and then closed the trunk. And to celebrate how easy of a process that was, they all like hug each other and they jump around spinning and laughing in a circle. And it's just, it's precious.
It's precious. Yeah. I love how Jimin looks so shocked. Like, wait, guys, I have a solution.
Let's do this.
Our trunk is so massive and the seats are down, so let's just throw it in.
And then he looks so happy just being like smothered in love by Namjoon and Jin. Like, it's adorable.
It is adorable. So another one of the commercials that was put out was with Taehyung, and Taehyung and Jungkook are both lying next to each other in the back of the Palisade, and they're gazing through what we like to call the moon roof of the car because it's nighttime and they're looking at the moon. And they both just have stars in their eyes. It looks very romantic and cute. Taehyung, yes. And what makes it even more romantic is the references to It's a Wonderful Life with this video, or for this commercial, is as they're looking out at the moon, Taehyung lassos the moon and pulls it closer for Jungkook to see. Like, he pulls the moon closer twice.
It's just so cute.
It's so cute. And Jungkook looks so amazed. Like, he covers his little mouth like, wow.
It's so romantic. And
it's romantic. It's endearing. It's perfect. Sold. Yeah. I'll buy it.
I love that they paid this little homage to It's a Wonderful Life. Like, truly one of my favorite movies. I have to watch it every Christmas. And
every Christmas.
The fact that Taehyung, you know, did that. Love it. So another little commercial that they did was with Soap, Yoongi and Hoseok. So both of them were sitting on the back end of the Palisade with the trunk open, and they're kind of like sitting out enjoying the weather, like out in nature somewhere. There's probably like a view or something. But it got like dark out and a little bit stormy, some lightning, like the wind was kicking up, and then there was like scary things behind the bushes, like ruffling. And Yoongi looks sketched the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then Hobie is like scared and a little bit concerned. So they both just coolly slide carefully backwards into the palisade. And then Hobie reaches up and closes the door so that they just kind of sit inside.
Yeah. What I love about this commercial so much is like, I think obviously they told Yoongi and Hobie to look scared or a little frightened. And Yoongi's portrayal of this is just like, his mouth is very closed, but his eyes are just like shifty. And he looks so funny and cute. It's so endearing and so, so cute.
I love it. My question is, what happened after he closed the trunk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll use soap enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Let's all together.
They look so fucking good together sitting on the back end of that car. Like,
they do.
I was like,
I just
wow.
love their personalities together. I love the pair.
The dynamic. I love the pair. So good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. The dynamic for sure. Okay. So then there were two parts of this Hyundai Palisade where BTS is all together. So part one, they are all in the car, and it starts off with Jungkook, and he's whistling the start of DNA, and he's driving, the windows down, the sun is setting, he looks stunning, gorgeous beyond belief, like taking your breath away. You see Jin, who's sitting next to him, who is gorgeously just visual as shit, sitting beside Jungkook, who's already so stunning. But, like, you see Jin lounge back and just kind of casually relax in his seat, looking over his shoulder back at his friends with so much love. Mm-hmm. You see V-Min in the second row being so playful and so fun with each other. They're, like, drumming to the, like, they're drumming on the seats in front of them. Just have to mention, it's not towards the end of the ad or the commercial, but Jimin, he has his window down and the sun is setting so beautifully, and he rests his chin on the window and kind of like on his hands out the window looking out, and the breeze is so beautifully playing in his hair. Mm-hmm. It's like just freaking aesthetic shot of him. But then you see also the rap line in the backpack seat. Like the three of
third
them
just
squished together. Yeah. Yoongi being the smallest, so he's like in the freaking middle.
But so cute.
You know how like who's going to sit in the middle seat? Like you always put the smallest person there. Yoongi. But I love that he was put there because you can see him a lot in this advertisement. What I love about this too is you see J-Hope in the backseat, like vibing to music, snapping his fingers along to the song. Yoongi has his eyes closed, just kind of bobbing his head to the music. And then you see Namjoon just looking so powerful and so stunning, chin up, just like kind of unapproachable, but powerful. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all look so fucking good in this video, and so much love like in Jin's eyes, and Yoongi mm-hmm. just looks so happy sitting there in the back middle, and
he looks cozy.
Yeah. And Jimin mm-hmm. just stunning with that lighting, and just like, I don't know any other way mm-hmm. to put it besides that his like face is just so handsome. Like his features mm-hmm. are all so amazing, and it looks so good with that hair and the breeze and the lighting, and just mm-hmm. beautifully shot.
He looks like he's just like looking over his family.
Dude.
Like,
yeah, he's not so even happy. Trying.
He's not at all.
So the last Palisade commercial we're going to talk about is called BTS Journey Part 2. And this commercial is all in black and white. So mm-hmm. they're all wearing suits that like are black suits with white shirts, and they just look stunning. We see them walking together kind of in a straight line towards us with their arms over each other's shoulders. And then they ask, what is family? So each one of them kind of says a line, and then Namjoon says the last couple lines. So I'm just going to read all of their lines. Mm-hmm. They say, what is family? Being in a group, loving and respecting each other. We may be very different from each other. We may not be related, but we feel stronger together. That is family. And then Namjoon says, that is remarkable. And every fucking time that we watch this video, he's like rounding a corner, like around, like walking in front of the palisade. And he has like that gray hair and he's in a suit. So he looks so fucking good. And
it's parted. The forehead is out. It's gelled like, back. Yes.
Think like how his hair was at the beginning of Idol is like how it is. God. And oh, yeah. I was just like, every single time, I'm like, you are fucking remarkable. Fucking remarkable. You're remarkable. Yes. Like, yes. But he goes on to say that different nationalities, ages, and skin colors, they're all welcome in today's definition of family. So for all the remarkable families around the world, they're saying that the Palisade is for them. So, yeah. Super amazing message behind this commercial with all of them looking so fucking stunning.
Didn't you get emotional? I got emotional. You were like, why am I crying?
Dude, okay. So, I didn't even get emotional when I was watching it, but like I finished and you were still watching it and I could just hear the video through the phone and I was just sitting there like thinking about it and I was like, damn, like I want to cry right now. Like, they're just so amazing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. These Hyundai Palisade commercials are incredible. There's also wonderful photo shoots alongside all of these commercials. There's also a lot of photo shoots with a lot of the brands that they have been sponsored with, but we didn't really go in depth on many of them. But we really wanted to talk about the Hyundai Palisade and the VT Cosmetics.
Yeah,
they were the big ones.
Yeah, at least for us, like the ones that really stuck out in our minds. Just a reminder, like there's so many other brands that like we don't even know about and like other things that they've done and other brands that have endorsed them. So, we did not get to all of them, but we do want to end on a current/future brand ambassador deal, which is their deal with Fila. We talked earlier that they were brand ambassadors for Puma from 2015 to 2018, but this year it came out that they are now ambassadors for Fila, and we're going to get the first photo shoots for that brand in 2020. So that's really exciting just to see the photos and to see like what products they're putting out with Fila. Something notable is that at the last Speak Yourself concerts in Seoul, they gave out Fila blankets to all of the armies for free just because it was like cold outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is just me theorizing here, but I feel like BTS have worn Fila and have bought Fila before any sort of deal or like contract has been made with Fila. So I wonder if Fila sales went up and they made the connection that because BTS was buying and wearing Fila, that, hey, maybe we could make a contract with them or work with them to advertise our products.
Yeah, it's very possible. It also might be possible that like their contract with Puma might have been a 3-year contract. And then, so their time was up for them to sign with another one and they were able to start wearing, other like, because I feel like Fila and Puma are kind of like competitors, at least in like the athletic wear and shoe, realm.
Oh, yeah.
So I could see that like something like that happening and them wanting to have something different. And oh look, now they're wearing Fila. Oh, now they're brand ambassadors for them. So very exciting.
Yeah.
So we even have a future one for you guys.
Yeah. This has been such a great episode. I'm so glad that we found a way to cover these things. Obviously, we couldn't go as in depth as we wish we could have. It's just interesting to look back and see the progression of like the different brands that they have sponsored or been ambassadors for and to see how far they've come and like the newer kind of just more I don't know, prestigious brands, I guess yeah. you could say, as they've gotten to be more popular, who are wanting to sign on contracts with them to have this sponsorship for to market their products because BTS is so popular.
And so successful, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think like our three biggest takeaways would be like VT Cosmetics, Lottie Duty Free, and the Hyundai Palisade. But that's not to mm-hmm. take away from like any of the other great brands that they've, mm-hmm. you know, partnered with before. But it was just super fun to not only look into the past with who they have worked with, but also just like to fucking fangirl about these amazing videos, yes. these commercials.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you guys should definitely check out our Google Doc because everything that we have mentioned, every little advertisement that we didn't even go in depth on is linked in it.
And it is worth time spending time to watch them because, wow, like they will take your breath away. Our hearts were pounding. Our blood pressure was elevated.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. So if you guys like this episode and if you've liked any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. We love hearing from you. We love hearing your feedback. We love hearing your thoughts on an episode or if you had anything to add. So you can reach out to us via email or on any of our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also tell people about this podcast. If you enjoyed it, then people that you're friends with, you know, might enjoy it also. So that's just yeah. amazing when you do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, reach out to us. And of course, you can find links for all of the methods of contacting us in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.